Hello, everybody. Welcome to Fly Wallet Experiences Podcast. This is episode 4. Amazing stories from regular people. And today we have a special person, Jake. Jake, what's going on, man?
Hi, everybody.
How are you doing today?
All good, all good. It's Mother's Day. It's International Mother's Day. So shout out to all the mothers out there.
Very important, very important. Definitely have to wish Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Where are you talking from right now, Jake?
Right now, I'm in my office in London.
Nice, very nice. Well, as you know, Flower Experiences, we want to get to know what travel means. Get to know what travel means to you, and so let's start from there. What does travel mean to you, Jake?
Traveling might just be a window where we can, even a window through which we can go through into the world. So that means, say your hometown or your home country for some people is, that's where you spend your whole life, but you can get out the house and go for a walk around the world, and that's what travel is. It opens that window and lets you walk out and breathe the fresh air or see new things, speak to different profiles of people you don't even know are out there, unless if you watch a lot of movies, then you've got an idea of what's out there. But yeah, this is a way to experience it yourself.
Well, I really like that that analogy of travel being a window. And that you can look out of it, gives you a new horizon, new perspective. That's good. Where'd you get that idea from?
I don't know, because I'm looking out the window right now, and I haven't been on a trip in a while since for the last past year and a bit because of COVID. So I kind of missed that part of surprising myself by being out there in the world.
Oh, for sure. Don't we all miss traveling? It's definitely been difficult for many of us, but it's good to keep travel as objective and seeing it as something as resourceful as you just described it. But like when you're traveling, what type of traveler did you say you would be? Do you have a place you'd like to go next? In peculiar?
Well, I'm quite well traveled. So next up, I would really like to go to, I've been hearing a lot of good things about the Philippines. So I'm curious to go there, and also Mexico. People, they always come back with great feedback after having visited those countries.
Oh, those are great options, great destinations. So do you usually go based off of what people tell you on feedbacks or?
Well, I've been to Japan and China because I was curious about these two myself. But then, you meet a bunch of people when you're traveling, because I like to go traveling on my own and maybe meeting up with someone when I'm in that place. So yeah, that's the type of travel I like. For example, traveling alone, you really put yourself out there and put yourself on the spot multiple times. You end up having, developing relationships or chats or whatever you want to call it with people.
So what advice would you have for someone who wants to travel alone? Just based on your experiences, what if someone's contemplating about traveling alone
to consider about security, the security aspect of it. Well, I'm a big guy, so I'm not gonna worry too much walking all by myself in a random place. But I know that might not be the case for everyone. So I'll say, of course, go for security. But there are places you can go where you will be where you will be safe. But I'll say don't be scared, Don't be scared. If you really wanna go somewhere, then even though you don't want to go like right now, but you know you want to go there in the grand scheme, but you don't want to go right now, I'll say, you know, still book that ticket even when you don't want it. And when you'll be there, you know, there'll be that moment when you're like, wow, I'm here. You know, you're surprising yourself in so many ways. Yeah,
definitely, definitely. Like, what would you say it was the eye opener? I'd say the revelation that you've gotten from traveling alone. Anything that you've learned from about yourself, or
that I've learned about myself in particular, I realized that I enjoyed that feeling of surprising myself. But on another note, I did realize also that, because for example, let's say, you know, well, I like to, like, when I'm traveling to a place, I like to do like day expeditions. So I'll leave like early in the morning, come back late at night, and I'll visit another city. And I always look on the internet, maybe one or two things to do in that city, just like to have an idea or a direction. But I do leave a lot of time, you know, a lot of gaps in my, like in the schedule, just, you know, to get lost and find yourself and in a place that you don't know. And that's the part that I want to highlight in what I'm saying, is when you don't have a specific plan, and then you see yourself turn left at this junction, turn right on the next, and you're not sure, you know, you're not sure what's leading you the way you're going.
I know exactly what you're,
it's quite fascinating, that part. Yeah,
definitely, yeah. Definitely. I feel the same way when it comes to, you know, going out to explore new places, you know, getting lost and discovering yourself just in different situations. There's nothing quite like it. If I had to say so myself, and I definitely resonate with what you're saying there. So what are the places? Where are the places you've been on your own? Like, where were you traveling solo?
Well, I've been to South America in Argentina, and that was. But I didn't go to Buenos Aires very much. I went to Cordoba, which is the second biggest city. And also by myself, I went to Japan twice, because it's, you know, it's one of those countries where there's a lot of stuff to see, and you know, they've got mountains, the sea, the city, all sorts, forests. So I wanted to kind of see more. They've got the beach as well. They've got like Caribbean style islands I haven't been to yet, but I'd like
in
to
Japan.
Go. Yeah. They've got the islands in the south. It's called Okinawa. And they make rum over there, you know, just like we do in the Caribbean.
Oh, that's a must. That sounds so amazing. The Caribbean and Japan.
Yeah, they like spicy food, and
that's a combo.
Drink rum. I've heard good things from people who are traveling there.
Oh, I'm sure. Wow, that sounds like a must go to. And so, like, I'd say in Argentina, Japan, do you have like a story, you know, an amazing story to share, or something that you'd document from that trip?
I was surprised by the profiles of people you meet. But I'm thinking about other travelers, because we're talking about travel context right now. And you see, you know, you meet other guys who, you know, they travel around with a plastic bag, and they've got a toothbrush, t-shirt, you know, like they've got one change of clothes, and they've been doing it. They've been globetrotting for years, you know, because you can go through, you don't need much money to travel. That's a misconception, because there are websites that will offer you, let's say, you know, you spend the morning working, or you work for the whole day, and they'll provide food, shelter. And these people, they like to go from one place to the other, performing, you know, these.
It's a lifestyle.
Mostly it'll be physical labor, like let's say farming or like working in guest houses or this type of work. But it is an option that not enough people are aware of. So I'd like to share that, yeah.
Oh, that's great. No, definitely traveling to place, you know, it is And for it to be cheap, it has to be also like a lifestyle, doesn't it? Just how you live life every day and making travel part of that. But that's
if I had to share some like a little story of when I was in the place, like this story always kind of makes me laugh. I was in an elevator. The elevator was quite packed. It was in Tokyo, and it was after a long day, doing lots of stuff, and I just wanted to go home at that point. So I'm at the back of the elevator, and so there, you know, everyone in the elevator were facing in the same direction, you know, because even when you're in the train in Japan, you know, everyone facing the same direction, you know, to avoid that potential eye contact. And so we're all in the elevator, and then we reach the lobby, and you know, as anyone would, I'm ready to get out the elevator, but there, like, nothing's happening, no one's moving. And then I look to the front, and you see the two people, a man and a woman, were, you know, they were offering each other, you know, you go ahead, no, you go ahead. And we were stuck there for 20 seconds. You know, someone had to click on the elevator button door to keep it open. And then we were all like, come on, get out the elevator, you know. This stuff wouldn't happen in many places, that's what I mean.
Yeah, no, I think that's one of the best parts of going to a new place. Culturally, you know, there's the physical travel to a different place, but then there's the cultural traveling that's happening, you know. Emotions, different ways of doing things, and exploring those things, and keeping an eye open.
One thing about traveling I want to highlight is the language aspect, because I didn't realize this, but each country or culture, they have words that represent something, like something that we've got a hard time to, you know, to coin with one term, or they've got a word for that. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, languages, that's actually, they describe language as being actually an actual window into a culture, into a country. That's definitely a famous way of describing different languages from different places. But that's really cool, Jake, just hearing you speak about your trips and your experiences traveling, you can tell that it has positive, you know, deep impact on, you know, your world outlook, which I think is very cool. That's really cool. And so usually these podcasts are 10 minutes, but since this is so interesting, you know, we're a bit overboard. I have to ask one question. So you are a Fly Wallet user. Like, how does Fly Wallet help you? You know, if you had to describe Fly Wallet in one sentence for someone who's never heard of it, how would you describe it?
I'll say it's guaranteed travel.
Nice.
Guaranteed, yeah.
Why guaranteed?
Because emotions are one thing. I want to go, I don't want to go, I want to go. But, you know, money is different. If you've got a wallet that's full and that's dedicated for travel, what are you going to do? You're going to spend it on travel. I haven't been thinking about travel because, you know, we're locked up, but I know I'm saving. I'm not sure how much I've got. I haven't logged in a few weeks, but nice. But I know it's there when I'm ready, or even if I'm not ready, it's there.
That's it.
It's available.
That's the point right there.
It's a big step, especially for those who aren't good managing their personal finances. I think this can help, you know, this tool can help a lot of people.
Oh yeah, that's what it's, that's exactly it. Like the way that you're approaching it, you know, just setting and forgetting is the best way to do it. And that way, as you say, it's happening regardless. Oh, thanks so much.
No problem, Well, you guys, you know, the team at Fly Wallet, make sure you keep sharing this knowledge, this hidden knowledge, but it's not hidden really, but People don't know.
No, they have to. They have to hear about it or learn it from others, you know, who've experienced it, and that's how it really goes. But it was really great hearing and sharing with you, because I think there was definitely some gems in this conversation for those who are open to grasping them that will help them travel goals for sure. So thanks for sharing, Jake.
No problem. Shout me if you need another one.
Definitely. No worries.
I'll be happy to share.
No worries. Well, thanks so much. That was Jake from London sharing an amazing story. This was Fly Wally Experiences. I hope you guys enjoyed. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram at Fly Wally. And if you want to be featured, don't hesitate to DM us. Take care, guys. Peace. Bye, Jake.
Bye. Thanks.